In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Dear brethren, when we look at the Holy Scriptures, we can clearly see that the Old Testament was a preparation, a prefiguration of the New Testament. Everything that happened in the time of the Old Law was a shadow of what was to happen in the time of the New Law. And one of the most beautiful proofs of this truth is the Old Passover. God had ordered that a lamb without blemish would be sacrificed, and his people would enter in communion with this sacrifice by eating of its flesh. And the blood of the lamb would mark the doors of those who served God as a protection against the wrath to come. And by the blood of the lamb, the Hebrews were spared. And Moses led the people through the Red Sea, and they were finally free from the slavery of Egypt. This is the Old Passover. But linked to this festivity, there was another festivity called Pentecost. And the Feast of Pentecost would come 7 weeks or 49 days after the Passover. And that's why this feast had this name, which means 50th. 50 days after the sacrifice of the lamb, that was when Moses received the gift of the law, the gift of the Ten Commandments, written by God's finger on tables of stone. And the law was given so the people would be instructed about what to do and what not to do, and in this way be purified. And this is what happened in the Old Pentecost. Old Passover, Old Pentecost. New Passover, New Pentecost. My brethren, even though the first Passover and the first Pentecost really happened according to history, yet we can say they were also figures of what was to come. The Old Passover was a powerful prefiguration of the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the true Lamb of God, without blemish, who was sacrificed for the sins of the world, whose flesh is truly our food in the most holy sacrament, whose precious blood marks our souls, protecting us from the wrath to come. Jesus Christ is the new Moses who delivered us, not from the slavery of Egypt, but from the slavery of sin, through the waters of divine grace, especially in the sacrament of baptism. And as the old Pentecost was linked to the old Passover, so the new Pentecost is linked to the new Passover. 50 days after the sacrifice of Christ takes place the new Pentecost. The finger of God, which is the Holy Ghost, comes upon the disciples of Christ in order to write on their hearts the law of God. You see, what happened in the Old Testament was a prefiguration of what was to happen in the New and Eternal Testament. The sacrifice of the Lamb and the coming of the Holy Ghost. And as the Church perpetuates and keeps the mystery of the true Passover in the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist, the mystery of the true Pentecost is perpetuated, is kept in the sacrament of confirmation. In the sacrament of confirmation, we receive the same grace the apostles and the disciples received on the day of Pentecost. But what they received directly from heaven, we now receive through the mediation of the Church. By the imposition of the hand of the bishop and the unction with holy oil, accompanied by the sacramental prayer, the Holy Ghost descends upon us in order to purify and to illuminate. This is our personal Pentecost, the day of our confirmation. The Holy Ghost came upon the apostles and the disciples as tongues of fire in order to signify his work inside us. Because as the fire has two principal properties, which are the heat and the light, so the Holy Ghost has a twofold mission in our lives: to purify us and to illuminate us. To purify us by the heat of his love and to illuminate us by the light of his wisdom. So today, let us ask God to rekindle in us the great gift we received on the day of our confirmation. Let us ask the Holy Ghost to come and to purify our hearts of all evil desires and to illuminate our minds in the truth of Christ, so we may live a life pleasing to God. Please, do not resist the Holy Ghost anymore, but allow him to work in your life. Stop living for the flesh, for the things of this world. But from now on, live in the Spirit and for the Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.